Today, the Arizona Department of Health Services has recorded another 2,107 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total number of cases here to nearly 166,000. And 104 additional deaths have been reported. Yesterday, the state reported no new deaths. To date, 3,408 Arizonans have died because of the virus.
Meanwhile, many Arizonans have been reporting long delays in the time it takes to get COVID-19 test results, some waiting as long as 2 weeks. At least one testing provider, Embry Women's Health, says it's no longer working with one of the state's largest labs, SonoraQuest, because of extended wait times. Arizona Department of Health Services Director Dr. Kara Crist is defending the lab and doubling down on promises that they'll be able to run 65,000 tests a day with the help of an additional testing machine. But she did acknowledge the situation is not ideal.
We know that patients are frustrated. We in public health are frustrated at the long turnaround times. If patients don't know what their results are, they're less likely to stay home. They're less likely to quarantine, and especially if you're waiting a long time for that. From a public health standpoint, in order to be able to do contact investigations and have an impact, we really like to get those results turned around in about 48 to 72 hours.
Testing sites at South Mountain Park and Maryvale High School had promised to return results for 24 to 48 hours after they are received. Today is the last day to get a free COVID-19 test at those sites, and results provided by a lab in California are now expected within 5 days. When those sites opened, the goal was to test up to 2,500 people at each site per day, but attendance fell short of expectations. Fewer than one-third of available tests were used on the first weekend the sites were open, despite weeks of long lines reported elsewhere. Crist says the lower-than-expected extent attendance likely reflects a decreasing demand for testing, but the testing backlog could be playing a role in the drop, and as that data rolls in, Crist says it affects the outlook across the state.
What we tend to see happen is as those cases backfill, it pulls the percent positivity down a bit. So we continue to monitor and identify, you know, as it's backfilling, what is that doing to our data? That's one metric that tells us what's going on in our community, but we're also using the information that our hospitals are providing to us on a daily basis.
And again, if you're looking for a COVID-19 test, the South Mountain Park and Maryvale High School sites will be open to everyone until 2 o'clock this afternoon.